Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt is facing drawn-out periods of unrest and instability in a deeply divided nation. Round two of the constitutional referendum slated for Saturday. Paul Esterbrooks is a spokesman for Open Doors. He says the church has united during this crisis. The downside is Christians are resigned to living under Sharia law. Still, it's how the local authorities implement the law. Believers say the crisis has provoked questions and brought growth.
The church is actually ecstatic at the growth that they have seen of real commitment to Christ through all of these challenges that they face.
Meanwhile, Christmas in Uzbekistan could be tricky this year. Forum 18 reports a police crackdown on a group of Christians on vacation. This event sets the stage for Christmas as well. But Slavic Gospel Association has found a legal way to bring Christmas to Central Asia. Vice President Eric Mock says,
what is very unique about these two programs is that the centerpiece of their effort is a combination of evangelism for the sake of getting the gospel to both the lost and the unchurched, but also an intentional effort of discipleship.
For more information, go to missionnetworknews.org. And after a generation of war, the message of peace is finally coming to Chechnya. According to Wycliffe Associates, the newly translated Bible was presented at a peace conference 2 months ago. Christian leaders on the ground say the first print run of the Chechen Bible will be 2,000 copies. Pray that copies of the scripture will find their way into the hearts of the Chechen people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
When you give your best gift, you'll get this great CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.